relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
I never expected people to be here today, not only from West Baltimore and Maryland, but also Pennsylvania, Ohio, Texas, Florida, New Hampshire, Utah. The nation came together out of an act of love to help us today in this Baltimore cleanup. We've had, I want to say, 200 volunteers come out because we started at 8 a.m. and now it's getting on, I think, 7 p.m., and it's been a steady flow, literally, throughout the entire day. We had to order 3 30-yard, 3-ton dumpsters. All three of them were packed to the brim. So my friend, who's a contractor, said, Scott, we probably picked up over 12 tons of trash today.
Wow, from cleaning up one of the most forsaken, benighted cities in America to cleaning up the conservative movement and ballot rolls and getting people registered, a superhero of the new America First Party that is the GOP. I think we have to change the name of the GOP. Somebody gave me that good idea. I think I'll just drop that in front of the president, Eric. Nice idea. Let's call it the America First Party. Who embodies that more than anyone else when it comes to grassroots? A young man who, we're going to go one-on-one with the one and only Scott Pressler in studio. Scott, it is hard to get hold of you because you're busy saving America. It's great to have you in the swamp and in studio.
Thank you, Doctor.
All right, so the occasion of your visit was last week. You met with somebody called Lara Trump because we have a new broom at the RNC. We have a new approach to reaching out to Americans. We'll get to that momentarily. But for those who are unfamiliar with Early Vote Action, your organization and your mission, you cleaned up the streets of various cities when the local government was not prepared to do so. How did you transition from that to what you're doing today, Scott?
Thank you. Well, a lot of people don't know how I got started. My first job, you can't see at home, but I'm wearing cowboy boots. My first job was helping to elect Governor Greg Abbott. And so, you know, I've been doing this kind of grassroots work for literally a decade now, voter registration, knocking on doors, community organizing. But it really was 2019 when I guess I launched into the stratosphere, and it was because of President Trump. You know, he had some very choice words talking about the city of Baltimore, Maryland. And I saw everybody pointing the finger, and they're saying somebody should do something about it. And I was like, well, I'm going to be that somebody.
But you're not from Baltimore. You're
not
connected
from Baltimore.
To Baltimore.
No, no connection,
and
no
your
family.
Parents didn't recognize you when they picked you up from the airport after you visited Texas in your big cowboy hat and your cowboy boots, right?
That's right. See, Dr. Gort, I mean, you met with my dad.
We had him on
so
the show.
He probably told you all these stories. Yeah, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
All right, so explain, let's walk through that story, because the figures from that clip are quite astounding.
Yeah.
Because you didn't spend weeks there with lots of machinery.
One day.
So talk us through who came and what you achieved.
So President Trump made the comments. I posted on social media, I'm going to Baltimore. And literally that tweet went viral. Everybody across the country was like, Scat, I have to help. I have to do something. So we organized this cleanup within 7 days. 7 days. And this was on a Monday. Now, I kept this kind of below the radar about where we're going, when, because
case.
I didn't want the city to try to shut it down, you know, and we even tried to get a permit. The city of Baltimore did not give us a permit.
To clean up the streets.
To clean up the streets. They didn't give us a permit. So you know what? I said, you know what? We're going to do it anyway. If they arrest me, well, that's going to be a great story. Scott Pressler getting arrested for cleaning up Baltimore.
And then how much trash did you collect? How many people came? Then how much trash?
200 volunteers from Utah and Colorado and Ohio and all over the country. They drove up from Florida, and we picked up 12 tons of trash from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., 12 hours, one day.
All right, so how does this, is this just a good thing you wanted to do, or does this connect to your broader philosophy for your activism that you're doing today?
Both. It was me realizing, look, I'm a Republican because I firmly believe that concerned citizens, private people, coming together in an act of love could do the job of the government better than that entity could ever do. And we proved it. We proved it in 12 hours that we are better than the government, who has millions of dollars at its disposal. And so I thought to myself, I'm always thinking large. How can I shoot for the stars? And I thought, why can't we do this everywhere? And we did. I spent the next few years going to Atlanta, Austin, Baltimore, Chicago, Denver, Decatur, Detroit, Houston, Kenosha, Los Angeles, Miami, Milwaukee, Nashville, Portland, Pittsburgh, Philly, Salem. And I was protested, Dr. Gorka, on the streets of San Francisco, California, for picking up trash.
No. Explain that.
So we're in San Francisco, and I know I'm on a show right now, so I'm going to watch my language. Let's just say that there is human matter on the streets of San Francisco that...
That should be in a toilet.
That should be elsewhere.
Right.
And so we're cleaning up, and Antifa comes out there, a little small group of them, bless their hearts, and they're going, bigots, go home, bigots,
hang on. Are you there with signs saying, you know, MAGA land?
No.
You're literally picking up trash.
We're picking up trash.
And you're labeled as bigots?
Yes. So what I did is I kind of went up to them, and look, I couldn't just talk normally with them shouting in my face, so I shouted respectfully back at them, will you help us pick up trash? Will you help us pick up? Moral of the story, they didn't. But I mean,
did anybody? I'm curious because, you know, we made this joke for what, nigh on 7-8 years now, that there's this thing called Trump derangement syndrome. I think we're going to have to make it a DSM clinical condition. Is there anybody that engaged with you or has who comes to protest you, smears you in public? Do they ever want to have a conversation with you, Scott?
No. They're there to distract, to derail. And that's why whenever people even launch insults at me online, you'll always see that I'm laser focused. And I'm here for one reason. I'm here to register new Republican voters to elect Donald Trump on November 5th, 2024. And I want to be clear that I'm not going to let anything distract my vision, which is laser focused on that victory this November.
And we see you travel the country. You're going from gun show to county fair to this event to that event, registering voters one by one. You post the tallies on Twitter. In the last 6 years, when Rona was in charge, how many millions did you get for flower arrangements and private jet travel to register voters, Scott? Well, who supported you?
People.
From the RNC?
No one. No. Well, I would be remiss not to acknowledge Casey Crosby.
Okay.
Casey Crosby is the treasurer of the RNC.
So they helped you?
She worked with me in Kentucky. She even picked me up from the airport.
What about here in D.C.? What about Rona?
Because the
job is to register voters and to get people mobilized.
The only time I've been to the RNC headquarters was 2 days ago when Laura Trump invited me to the RNC.
Wow. All right. I'm not going to accept the credit, but I will tell the story now on air. I was with the president, you know, President Trump, the real president, in December in his office to discuss what happens if, God willing, we do our part and he wins. And the first thing he wanted to talk about was the surety of our elections, where there will be free and fair elections. And while I was there, he called up Rona Romney McDaniel. And after I listened to that conversation, during it actually, on a blank piece of paper like this, I wrote, ask her about Scott Pressler. I won't say anything more about that, but I told the president, this man is key to our victory. And then the next time I saw the president a few weeks later, I said, she's got to go. And he said to me, and I've had to keep my mouth shut for 3 months, don't worry, she's going. Now she's gone. Lara is in. And do we have the photograph of Mr. Pressler with Lara Trump, the new co-chair? There they were last week, perched at the headquarters, looking like true happy warriors. And I am so excited that they are having those discussions. So much more to ask our good friend, Scott Pressler. Follow him at Scott Pressler and go right now. Support his organization at earlyvoteaction.com. That's earlyvoteaction.com. If you love what we do for you here at America First, but 3 hours a day simply isn't enough,
I've got an offer for you. Already 300 of you have registered for our July 4th weekend celebration. It is the Patriots Alaska Cruise. And I'm talking especially to those of you who missed our trip to the Holy Land a year ago, where we took 350 of our dearest listeners to Israel. Join us a little bit closer to home as we travel the waterways of the most beautiful state of the Union on a five-star luxury cruiser, the Eurodame. Check out the itinerary at sebgorka.com. Hang out with real patriots who love this nation as much as you do. Book your cabin today, $50 off your reservation, if you go to sebgorka.com right now. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, and click on the Patriots Alaska Cruise banner. If you enjoy the show, make sure you never miss one of our deep dive discussions with the real newsmakers, the real experts like Scott, by subscribing to the podcast on whichever platform you prefer. Plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Never, ever miss an episode. Leave us a five-star review and then share the links with your friends. Greetings, this is Dr. Sebastian Gorka from the Midas Gold Group War Room. The MAGA veterans at Midas point out that the Federal Reserve note does not belong to you. It belongs to the Federal Reserve Bank. While the federal debt doesn't belong to the Federal Reserve Bank, it belongs to you. This is your wake-up call to what the Midas Gold Group veterans believe the central bank and government are trying to do. A controlled demolition of our current system with a central bank digital currency to take complete and utter control of our transactional freedoms. A literal digital concentration camp replete with social sanctions. Protect yourself. Turn this wake-up call into a phone call and look into the opportunities that gold can provide you as a way to diversify your investments. Call veteran-owned Midas Gold Group today, 855-322-GOLD, or go to MidasGoldGroup.com. That's 855-322-GOLD, or just go to MidasGoldGroup.com. Always faithful, Midas Gold Group, MAGA, and proud of it. Have you seen my latest piece at my Substack article? It's entitled, "The Day That Joe Biden Tried to Fire Me and Fail." Yes, indeed. The story of what he tried to do to me a week ago, but it was illegal. And I said, I'll see you in court, Beijing Biden. Check out all of my articles and direct access to me via sebastiangorka.substack.com. That's my whole name is one word, sebastiangorka.substack.com. And don't forget to follow us on all social media. Just look for Seb Gorka or Sebastian Gorka on the usual platforms, from Truth Social to Facebook to Instagram. You can watch us. We are a television show as well. Just get the Salem News Channel app, or check out your Roku, your Fire Stick, or your Samsung Plus menu. All right, Scott, so I want to talk about what you find, because you are indefatigable. You truly travel the nation from event to event to event, doing the work of what the RNC should have been doing and now will be doing under Laura and your advisement. What are you seeing? Tell us some of the... What's it like to talk to people from all different parts of America? How have they lived the last 3 years? Give us some stories, Scott.
Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. I'm there because President Trump is coming and tens of thousands of people come. We ended up registering 319 voters, which is no small task for the time that we were there. Majority of them 17-year-olds, 18-year-olds, brand new, coming into our system. But one of the stories that stuck with me, one of the security guards, she's an older woman, and she comes up and we're talking, and she goes, you know, I'm doing this job because I have to. She goes, under President Trump, my husband and I were retired. We had to come out of retirement, and
because
now both because of Biden and his unaffordable economy and the gas prices and food prices and unaffordable property tax prices. And it really stuck with me that, wow, people, we had it so good under President Trump. And it's no clearer juxtaposition between Trump and Biden.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolfe. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in... Anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now, 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
I told a story last week on my show, which is, you know, these are the things that just occur that you realize, oh my gosh, I need to share this. There was a man working, finishing a very special piece of brass and on a hood in our kitchen. And my wife let him in. He was working. I could smell the varnish after I came back from walking the dogs. And I hadn't been introduced to him. And I walk into the kitchen and he says, in a thick Hispanic accent, "Is he going to win?" And I go, "Good morning, my name's Sebastian, who are you?" And he says, "I'm Hector." And for the next 25 minutes in my kitchen with an absolute stranger, he tells me his story of coming from El Salvador, being his own businessman, running his business. His eldest son has just got into college on a quarterback scholarship. And he says, "I can't survive. The last 3 years, I can't buy the materials to run my company. We need to get President Trump back." When you talk to these people, is there a common... what is the most popular issue? Is it the economy? Is it immigration? What would you say is the biggest concern?
The biggest focal point of this election is illegal immigration. That's
wherever
it.
You go.
Wherever I go. I mean, sure, the economy, that's a big one. Now, I will tell you, I've been doing this a long time, and what I'm seeing in this election that I haven't seen in previous is the amount of people that go, "Scott, I'm 70. I've never voted, and I've always felt guilty about it. He registered to vote with me." A guy, I want to give a shout out to Chuck. I know you're going to watch this at home. He's a construction worker in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. He's never voted. He was born in 1968, and I traveled an hour just to meet with him at his construction site. I go up to his office, I register him to vote, and Chuck, I just want to say I'm so thankful for you, buddy, because I registered him to vote a week ago. He's already registered 9 of his friends that have never voted. And so
that's how you do it.
It's the power of one.
Yeah.
That if I invest my time in you, if I just show you acknowledgement, if I show you value and agency, who knows the fire that we could light under people's behinds? And I'm telling you, this is going to be an unprecedented election.
All right. So I need to ask, because this could be really useful. I think I want to entitle this whole hour, "The Power of One." What is your methodology? Because you've been doing it for so long. Because I see I go to the gun show every month in Chantilly, and I see people there who are registering people to vote and who have campaigns. And they're kind of static. They'll maybe have a booth. They'll have a clipboard. And maybe, look, I'm a scary dude. We're both very tall. I'm a bit heavier than Scott. But you know, to go up to strangers, my wife is running for the county GOP chair in Fairfax, and she says cold calling and talking to strangers is the hardest thing, and I get it. What is your strategy of engagement? Do you wait for them to come to you, or do you engage, and how do you do it?
Well, I absolutely engage. You know, like you, I'm 6'5". I got all this hair. I'm about as subtle as a gun. And so it's about knowing your environment, knowing your audience. So when we were in the Great American Outdoor Show, we were in this hallway that connects the food court to the archery room.
Smart.
Everybody had to come through the hallway in order to go get food and go to the bathrooms. And so little things like, I had signs that say, "If every hunter votes, we win. If every gun owner votes, we win." I wasn't even saying GOP or Democrat.
No, just voting registers.
Just voting. Oh,
right.
And so little things like, I had a canvas that I got at Walmart, you know, that you paint on, and having my volunteers hold it up. So everybody coming down the stairs, they could see that we were standing, that we were present, and we literally didn't even wait for people's eye contact. As people were walking by, "Are you registered to vote at your current address?"
So that's just the straight first question is, are you registered?
Correct. Because
right.
I know my audience. These are Second Amendment people. They're at a gun show. Clearly, they want to support our Second Amendment values.
Right.
And so therefore, I want their Second Amendment votes. Now, if I'm out at a gas station at Sheets or something like that, public sidewalk is public property, I do too, then I'm going to be overtly MAGA because my goal is to show people who I am. I am a Trump supporter. I am a Republican.
So what's the first engagement in that case when you're overtly?
Same thing. If I'm overtly, have a sign out there that says Trump 2024, Are you registered to vote at your current address? Because look, if I saw a Stacey Abrams person with Liz Warren hat and they had Bernie Sanders sacks and they said, are you registered? I'd say, yeah, I'm registered for Donald Trump. So right. I'm not going to go over to a Democrat table to register the same way they probably would not come over to our table to register.
Man, I'm so excited. So excited. This really warms the cockles of my heart. Look that up if you're unfamiliar with it. The organization is Early Vote Action, earlyvoteaction.com, and follow Scott right now. Support him at earlyvoteaction.com and follow him. The Persistence, right? That's a code name. His nom de guerre is Persistence, but follow him on Twitter at Scott Pressler with one S. He's different. Scott Pressler. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First One-on-One. If you want America back, if you'd like to have a border, wouldn't that be nice? If you'd like to get a grip on crime, how about just no more new wars anywhere? And gas at $1.70 a gallon. You know what to do. Don't just register to vote and get all your friends to register to vote. Support the man who made that possible already for 4 years. He doesn't have to prove himself. He's already done it. Fly the flag that says it all. I stand with 45 Trump 2024 made in America. Like all our America First gear at SebGorkaStore.com. And perhaps, as you heard Scott, the most important issue people are concerned about, the most important thing we have ever made on our website. It's just a T-shirt with a picture of a beautiful, tragically departed young woman. And the phrase, say her name, Laken Riley. Get yours today and everything else, including all of my books, at SebGorkaStore.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, SebGorkaStore.com. And you can support the president directly at DonaldJTrump.com. That's DonaldJTrump.com. Did you know that 84% of New Year's resolutions fail in the first 6 weeks? That's got me thinking about PhD weight loss and nutrition and why it was a success for me. Why I haven't gained 1 pound of my 42-pound weight loss back. Why Jeff, my producer, decided to start the program. Most people blame their failure on a lack of time, motivation, and a loss of zeal. PhD makes it simple. It doesn't take a lot of extra time. They are masters of motivation. You have a team of coaches by your side the whole time, and you don't lose your zeal because every week you make great strides, so you stay excited. Do something different this year and call PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition, 864-644-1900. To get started or online at myphdweightloss.com. Don't do this alone. The number 864-644-1900, myphdweightloss.com. If you enjoy what we do here at America First as much as we love making these programs for you, then please support those who make it possible. This isn't NPR. We don't get $500 million of your taxpayer money every year. This is a for-profit free market enterprise made possible by great patriots like Mike Lindell, the inventor of the MyPillow, which I lay my head on every single night. It's the only pillow that doesn't get hot, doesn't lose its shape. There's a reason he sold 81 million of them, because it is simply that good. But are you aware that he's got literally hundreds of other items on his website made by Americans in America for you? Let's not buy that Chinese tat on Amazon. Buy American. Imagine if everybody who loves America bought American. Go right now and treat yourself at MyPillow.com or call up a human being. How nice is that? Talking to a human being in America. 800-829-8468. But you've got to use my name and you'll get up to 2/3 off and free shipping. There is no other offer like that. Up to 66% off and free shipping. Call today. 800-829-8468. Support a great patriot, Mike Lindell, at MyPillow.com. But you've got to use the secret code, G-O-R-K-A. Now, I met with your father, who is endorsed with his PAC, the America First PAC, or caucus, in Northern Virginia. My wife is running for the chair of the GOP in our county. And Captain Pressler, Captain Robin Pressler, is very impressive. You are clearly a scion of the Pressler household. Have you always had... I mean, he's a captain in the Navy, retired, a great patriot. Have your politics always been these politics? Let's talk about your generation. How do you believe what you believe? How did the modern Scott Pressler come to be?
Well, I'm a millennial, and so when I was going to college at George Mason, that was the Obama election. So, I mean, I was the minority going out there for McCain.
So you were a conservative?
Oh, yeah.
I've 2008, 2007.
I've always been conservative-leaning, but there's such a difference. I mean, I've always believed in less government and more personal responsibility and just freedom. That's what we stand for as a party, freedom.
Yeah.
Now, the eyes are opened when you realize the difference between a globalist Republican and America First Republican. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, I did vote for McCain, and I did vote for Romney, and I think a lot of us really understand the difference now between a Romney and a Trump.
Well, let's unpack that. So you came to that realization. You're talking to about 3.5, 3.7 million Americans right now, then plus all the other video. What is the definition or the separation? Talk to us about the America First Party represented by Lara, by the president, and the people that you supported way back when.
I think the biggest and most clear juxtaposition is seeing the Republicans that are fighting tooth and nail to secure Ukraine's border while ours is wide open.
Yeah.
And there's no clear example. This is our safety, our security, our people come first, and that's nothing that we should ever apologize for. This is American peace and prosperity comes first, period.
And when you're at George Mason or you're talking to your fellow millennials, what is the engagement like? Are they truly drones that have been indoctrinated? How hard is it to engage with those who are, let's say, now in their 20s in America?
Well, I'm going to be kind. My generation has finally woken up. If you look at the numbers, I think it was last time 50-50.
Yeah.
So we're trending in the right direction as we age, as we get older. But these Gen Zs, I am so inspired by Gen Z. Some of our best volunteers at Early Vote Action are all young people. And these are young people who are writing postcards right now, who are making phone calls, who are sending text messages all across the country into Pennsylvania because they recognize the significance of that state. You know, a shout out to Nick in York County and Canner in Virginia. I mean, it's really, I believe, young people that are going to save this election, and they love them some Donald Trump. So I'm inspired by Gen Z.
We see that the trend line is going very heavily conservative and MAGA amongst young men, but there's a reverse trend line amongst young women. Are you seeing that?
To an extent.
Yeah.
To an extent.
Do you have any theory on that?
I mean, the Democrats will certainly have their point of view, but I offer, if you care about women, if you really care about women, look at Lincoln Riley.
Yeah.
If you care about women, and I'm going to be careful with my verbiage, look at the 14-year-old girl in Alabama that was just assaulted by an illegal alien. That assault is 100% preventable. That is Joe Biden's problem, that Joe Biden has allowed that to happen by not securing our border. And so to any father, any mother, any brother, any person that has a woman in your life, why don't you want to prevent these crimes from happening? Why don't you want to stop 300 Americans dying from fentanyl every day? Why don't you want to secure the border? Why don't you want to stop sexual assaults? Why don't you want to stop this industry that we could stop by just securing the border? That would be my question to anyone that actually cares about women.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800-4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com. Mike Lindell has a passion to help you get the best sleep of your life. After he invented the world's best pillow, he created the famous Giza Dream Sheets. They are the best sheets you will ever sleep on. For a limited time, you'll get a queen-size set for $59.98, king-size for $69.98, the lowest prices in history. Mike and the My Pillow Company continue to be canceled by big box stores and attacked by the media. They appreciate all of your great support during these times and want to thank you by giving you the best specials on all their products. To get those specials, go to MyPillow.com or call 800-829-8468, promo code G-O-R-K-A. You get the famous Giza Dream Sheets, queen size $59.98 and king size for $69.98. You'll also get 60% off the original My Slippers. So call 800-829-8468 or go to MyPillow.com. Promo code G-O-R-K-A. If you too are a fan of my former boss and you think he should be the 47th as well as the 45th president, check out all the amazing gear, all the America First gear made in America at SebGorkaStore.com. We have the MAGA bundles, the MAGA Returns Trump 2024 hat, t-shirt, and hoodie. We have the FBI t-shirt jointly released with Chris Blunt, but this one stands for Federal Bureau of Intimidation. And also we have the I Stand With 45 flag, the hottest selling item today. I Stand With 45, plus the Tucker t-shirt, plus the Man Is a Man, Woman Is a Woman t-shirt, my books, everything else that is America First, available at SebGorkaStore.com. Treat yourself, treat a loved one. And tell the world who you are. Go right now. SebGorkaStore.com. SebGorkaStore.com. Do it now.
I think you stand with Trump.
That's a good word. I'm not stupid.
I could tell the minute I saw you, your eyes lit up when you saw the
I'm
Trump
not
flags.
Stupid.
As I told her, you know why you stand with Trump? Because beautiful people stand with Trump.
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
How's
your drink? That drink looks
it's really good. It's
good.
A mocktail.
Mocktail is delicious.
So, what was your answer? Why do you stand with Trump?
I stand with Trump because he's basically representing us, and everything that they're doing to him is what they can do to us.
Yeah.
And the system is broken, and, you know, he's fighting for us, you know? So I like his policies. I like how he says it like it is, and, you know, and Biden got to go. I'm sick of him.
And what would you say to a black person that says that you're not black because you're voting for Trump?
Well, then I guess I identify as a white man. I don't know. I don't care what anybody has to say. I'm a mother. I care about the future of my child, and I care about policies over, you know, rhetoric.
Well said.
Beautiful black lady who, I don't know where the event is. It's Turning Point Action, I believe, who posted that. And she just, as bold as brass, she doesn't know who she's talking to. She's in public. And Scott, she's not afraid as a black American to say, I'm with him because he's standing for us. And if they can do it to him, they can do it to any of us. Are you seeing that when you're traveling the nation?
Yes. Well, look at Kevin O'Leary.
Yeah.
Right?
He's not even American.
No. And God bless him for talking about, look, this is not about Trump.
Right.
This is about investors. This is about the industry there in New York. This is going to affect a lot of business. And look at what they're doing to the Amish community. First, Amos Miller, an Amish dairy farmer that the government is being weaponized, that they're coming after, then us.
Well, tell that story for those who aren't familiar about what's happening to the Amish.
So there's this farmer, his name is Amos Miller, and the Department of Agriculture in Pennsylvania has been targeting him for a decade, and it's over raw milk. This is over his right to have cows on his farm and then have a private membership association for members of his community that want nutrient-rich foods.
Yeah, he's not selling it to Trader Joe's. This is his community.
This is his community to feed them, to take care of them. And the government's saying no. And the reason why this case is so big is because first they're going to go after him. They're going to go after the Amish because this is a group that is peaceful. and that they're probably just going to say, okay, the government can come after us. Then they're going to go after farmers. Then they're going to go after more dairy. Then they're going to come after gardeners.
Yeah.
This is going to affect us. And I also want to point out, this has nothing to do with race, but it has to do with the formerly incarcerated. Mm-hmm. When I'm at the gun show and I'm getting people that are tattooed and they're coming up and they're going, I want to register to vote. I've never voted, but now I see the impact. And I had this one guy and he goes, I say, you have to register with a party. We're Pennsylvania. It's a closed primary state. He goes, what party is Donald Trump? And I said, he's a Republican. And he goes, well, I'm a Republican. And so I registered this formerly incarcerated person. And he texts me because I follow up with the people I register. He goes, Scott, what can I do? I say, I'm sure you have other members of your community that haven't voted before. You do to them what I did to you. You get them registered to vote in Philly. You get them out to vote. And I'm telling you, people are seeing the government is being weaponized against citizens. We see this with J6.
Yeah.
We see this with even Donald Trump. And I'm telling you, there are a lot of people, there are millions of Americans that have suffered at the hands of the injustice system. And they will be voting this November.
Don't miss what Scott said twice now in our discussion. It's called the force multiplier effect in the American army, that it's not just who he registers or his friends and volunteers register. It's the person they register who gets involved, who then registers 9 of his friends, 12 of his friends. That is an unstoppable force of nature akin to President Trump himself. It is, as he said, and I'm going to use this phrase with full credit to him, the power of one. Now, we don't have much time left. I've got a couple of questions for you. I think we've discussed that you cannot engage with those who have been fully indoctrinated. Donald Trump is Hitler, and they want to, you know, make sure that all women who don't want abortions go to prison. I mean, they're just insane. What is the best tactic or talking points or methodology for engagement to those who aren't political, don't see themselves as political, are either independent, in the middle, or like you said, the 17-year-old who's never voted in their lives? What do you find is the most efficacious thing to talk about with those who are maybe just waking up politically?
America first. Why are we rebuilding nations across the country while our nation crumbles? Why aren't we fixing our roads? Why do we have such a poor education system? Why do we tax businesses more in America than we do overseas, which is then going to then therefore allow for businesses to go overseas? Why are we going to allow Joe Biden to get us into wars that we did not have under President Trump?
Right.
Young people listening right now, you vote for Joe Biden, you will be sent to war. Period. If you don't want that, if you want a future, like literally, and the sexualist graphic material that's in our schools, the Muslim community is irate over Joe Biden's anti-peace in the Middle East policies, and they are irate over the sexualization of children in our public schools. And let me tell you, I'm not going to say it on your program, but I've been invited to a mosque in Pennsylvania, and they are going to have me convert all of their community from Democrat to Republican.
Wow.
They are done.
Because of this issue, the sexualization of children?
Yes. Yes, and Joe Biden's anti-peace in the Middle East. The war is a big issue. The illegal immigration is a big issue. And the economy is a big issue. Those are your attacking points.
And anything special for minorities and for black Americans? What do you add to that talking point? Is it what the justice system is doing to President Trump?
When an illegal alien breaks into our country, he is rewarded for his crime. When a black American breaks a law in our country, he's locked up. Why do Democrats put illegal aliens over black lives?
In these trying times, it is essential we are at the top of our game, and that includes our health. If you're carrying some excess baggage, you need to do what I did. With the great Dr. Ashley Lucas and her team at My PhD Weight Loss, I managed to lose 42 pounds. Look, I could hide it. I'm 6'3", and I did for many years, but it's wrong. It's not good for my health, and it also was an issue for my family and my children. Be the healthiest you can be. If I can do this, anyone can. A system with no stupid calorie counting, pill popping, or starvation diets. Just 5 meals a day that help you burn the fat.
Find out for yourself. Call her amazing team, Dr. Ashley Lucas, on 864-644-1900 or just go to myphdweightloss.com. If I can do it, anyone can do it. Seriously. Call 864-644-1900 or just go to myphdweightloss.com. If you want President Trump back, fly the flag that says it all. Go to our website right now. I stand with 45. Be a Scott Pressler yourself. And as he said, it's perhaps the most important issue that has mobilized millions. We put her beautiful photograph on a T-shirt with a very simple phrase. Say her name, Laken Riley. Now, you're an inspiration. I could go on for hours. You need to get back to work. You need to talk to Lara and make sure that, you know, we have everything sewn up for the 5th. But let's just go back a little bit in time, because you've been doing this since you supported, you know, MAGA or pre-MAGA candidates in Texas. Why? How did you start? You use this phrase, the power of one. Explain how it begins with nothing, with nobody, with no support, no donors. Explain why it's possible, Scott.
It begins on the street corner. It began with me protesting in Virginia Beach, Virginia, with a sign that said blacks before illegals. I mean, people saw me at Starbucks with a sign on the back of my laptop that just said, I'm voting for President Trump this November. Democrats don't own me. You don't have to be a quote-unquote Scott Pressler or a Dr. Gorka to affect change. Even if it's registering 5 people to vote in your community, even if it's becoming a precinct chair, even if it's your wife running for chairwoman of the Republican Party for one of the largest counties in the state of Virginia, do something, yeah. Anything. It's more than we're doing right now. You can even download my application, Early Vote Action, and write postcards, send text messages, make phone calls from the comfort of your home, and you don't have to live in Pennsylvania. You can do it from California or Texas, or you mentioned your Alaska cruise. I'm going to Alaska to help stop ranked choice voting in that state. And God bless the group that got that petition on the ballot this November. If all of us do our something, we can accomplish everything.
Did you hear that, man? Every single one of us has a role to play. It doesn't matter what state you live in, who's running it right now. You can help from the comfort of your home. And I just want to read this message that I got last week from one of my best sources from within the Justice Department environment. I mentioned Scott on my interview on Breitbart on Thursday morning. And he said this, when Scott comes on your show, ask him about his Trump sign that he held outside of the Lake Braddock School years ago near our children's school, where your wife will win on April 6th. We'll see if he wins. Thank you, my buddy. I appreciate that. It's up to us. Scott has major cojones and used to hold up a sign and a bullhorn at the intersection to both cheers and jeers on his own time and dime. Amazing person. Amazing story. That is correct, my friend, and I think it is only just begun. He deserves our support because America deserves more Scott Presslers. The website is earlyvoteaction.com. That's earlyvoteaction.com, and you can follow Scott at Scott Pressler on Twitter. That's Pressler with one S. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, keep your head on a swivel, watch your 6, hold the line, never give up, never give in, and stay frosty.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
I have a dream. Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you, the rest of the world hears you, and the people... make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
I stand before you today to declare that Joe Biden's border bloodbath, it's a border bloodbath, and it's destroying our country. It's a very bad thing happening. The Democrats say, please don't call them animals. They're humans. I said, no, they're not humans. They're not humans. They're animals. Not one more innocent life should be lost to Biden migrant crime. The first step to restoring safety in America is to fire crooked Joe Biden, get him out November 5th. We don't want them coming into our country with contagious diseases, and they have it. And all of a sudden, you see these contagious diseases spreading. Once peaceful, suburban Michigan is really now, you're under an invasion.
You're under an invasion. President Trump campaigning in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Incredible primary results yesterday. We'll share with those with you in a moment. It is a true bloodbath, not a fake one, the way they quoted President Trump discussing the auto industry, but a real one, whether you're the family of Lake and Riley or however many innocent Americans who've been murdered and abused by illegal aliens. We're watching the footage right now of an arrest in the Bronx, a scene of illegals squatting illegally in an American individual's home, and the massive cache of weapons that was found in that home that had been taken by an American citizen. The stakes could not be higher. One more cut from the president before we talk about the results yesterday that really gels with something I was told last night. Cut to.
Because if we don't win on November 5th, I think our country is going to cease to exist. It could be the last election we ever have. I actually mean that. We don't win. I think this could be the last election we ever have. That's where our country's going.
For some reason, the call board is lit up. We will get to your calls, Sally, Dave, and Brent, in a moment, if others of you wish to sound off. The number is 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Last night, my wife and I had dinner with an incredible patriot, a man who has proven himself to this nation in uniform as a combat veteran in Washington, D.C., and maybe as a future vice president and or member of the second Trump administration cabinet, if God willing we do our part and that happens. And he made the only point that kind of matters right now for the next 7 months. And he was talking about those around him who are vying for positions in the cabinet, vice presidency, and so forth. And with the clarity of a military man, he said the following: the only thing that matters right now is getting that man reelected. Don't even talk about who's going to be in the cabinet, who's going to be the vice president, even if it's him talking about himself. I'm not going to talk about that. It's kind of irrelevant if we don't win. Because President Trump is correct. If we don't get him back in the White House, you can kiss your freedom goodbye. Why? Listen to the Democrats. They've told you. Listen to what your enemies say. As Simon Wiesenthal taught us about the Nazis, sooner or later you should listen to those who wish to destroy you and take them seriously. If they really lower the voting age to 16, if they pack the Supreme Court, if they redistrict America, if they amnesty and provide naturalization to all the illegals in America, at least 40 million of them, forget about ever winning an election again. So we'll talk about who's going to serve in the Trump cabinet and the Trump administration after we get him across the line. And that means you. I don't care where you live, you can be helping. Making phone calls, knocking on doors, or just being active on social media and pushing back on the true fascists of the Democrat Party. It really is that simple. Okay. Eric, we discussed what happened yesterday in the primaries. What's significant about what occurred and the date 2016, please?
The four primaries that were held last night in New York, Connecticut, Rhode Island, and Wisconsin, crucial battleground state, President Trump has now officially surpassed his vote total from the 2016 primaries. That year, he got just over 14,015,000 or so. He currently now stands at 14,125,000 votes in 2024.
Is that total in 16 for all primary votes or total to date in 16?
Total over the course of the whole 2016 primaries.
So he hasn't finished and he's already broken that record.
Exactly. So he's got a lot more to go.
Wow. That's news, guys. He's beaten the total of primary votes for 2016 already, and we're nowhere near the end of primary voting across America. Talk to me about what happened to Joe Biden with Rhode Island and elsewhere. What happened to him?
The uncommitted vote strikes again. This time in Wisconsin, it's called uninstructed. That's the terminology. It got 9% of the vote in the Democratic primary in Wisconsin and 15% in Rhode Island against Biden.
Fabulous. And then thanks to Charlie Kirk, we have this amazing news out of Nebraska. What happened in Nebraska, Eric?
So Nebraska is one of only two states where their electoral votes are allocated in a presidential election based on the results of congressional districts, not winner-take-all. The other is Maine. Charlie Kirk publicly called on everyone to call the office of the governor to support a bill that is currently in the legislature, unicameral, they have just one chamber, that would repeal this and reinstate winner-take-all. And within hours of Charlie Kirk's post on X about it, the governor officially endorsed that bill and is now calling for the Republicans to pass that bill so he can sign it.
God bless Charlie Kirk. All right, we have an amazing show for you today. Scott Pressler, who's changing how we do politics in America's conservatives in the third hour. Don't miss it. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast, whichever platform you prefer. Put in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Never miss an episode of The One-on-One. Leave us a five-star review and share the links with your friends. We have such a packed show today. Let's squeeze in one call at the top of the hour. Let's go to Sally in Cleveland.
Yes, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to say that I thought it was brilliant for President Trump to use the word bloodbath regarding the border, just with the fentanyl and all the rise in crime that's attributed to a lot of the criminals that come in, and the danger to our national security of all these terrorists that we don't know who they are and what they're doing. And also regarding the auto industry, what he's trying to destroy, even recently with the regulations for the new trucking stuff, because a lot of the private truckers would be put out of business. They couldn't even afford that. He's going to economically turn everything upside down in that industry also. So that would be a Biden would. So that would be a bloodbath too. So I'm just very happy that President Trump made that association.
He did. He did what Dan Bongino's called a verbal jujitsu on the left with the bloodbath comments they tried to use against President Trump when, of course, he was talking about the auto industry. And then he flipped it and said, yeah, there's a real bloodbath. It's Biden's open borders. Thank you, Sally. The number to call in is 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. If 3 hours of radio simply isn't enough, if you crave more, if you want to meet me, if you want to have cigars with me, join us for July 4th. It's the Patriots Alaska Cruise to the most beautiful state of the Republic. June 29th to July 6th. 300 cabins already booked. Don't miss out, especially if you didn't make it to our trip to Israel a year ago. Check out the itinerary. Check out the beautiful Eurodame ship, the five star ship we will be sailing on at sebgorka.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com. If you book today, you get $50 off. Join us for the trip of a lifetime. Hang out with patriots who love America like you do. And if you want President Trump back, tell the world, fly the flag that says it all. I stand with 45, Trump 2024. Get all of your America First gear at sebgorkastore.com, including all of my books and our latest T-shirt. Lakin Riley, say her name, SEBGORKA store.com, and you can support the president directly at DonaldJTrump.com.
three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.